It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Late Nights and Wet Wipes with me, your host, Michael Akadiri. And to my left.
You already know who it is. Ask your bill payer's permission. Who is it? It's me, Darren G.
Kazim's not with us today. Nah, it's me. It's Darren Griffiths and Kazim Jamal in the building. The doctor, the good doctor, is not here. He didn't even give a reason, did he?
He did not. Which is actually we should hold him accountable.
Yeah,
for
we
that.
Should. Like you've been working.
Been working.
You've been let back off the ship. Because that was mad. Black History Month, they just wouldn't let you off the ship.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that because I want to get back on it.
Okay.
Those thoughts are not of Kazim Jamal. I'm not going to say names, but they're not of my thinking.
how was the ship?
It was lovely, man.
Not good.
It was lovely. Can't complain. Good food, good people, good shows, good countries.
I mean, we've seen each other, even though like the pod's been recorded. We've seen each other in between those recording times. We gigged with each other up in Leicester.
Oh, mate. Oh, I almost forgot about that. Mm. And then there was a picture of me and you in my gallery. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I realised it was when it all went left.
We will mention no names. We'll keep the dignity of the comedian involved. But it's the first time, I said. Never had I before, now I have.
Yep.
First time I've witnessed a comedian chunder in the green room.
In the green room.
And that is a horrendous sight.
With no decorum, might I?
No, none. None.
Just spewed, like didn't even attempt to run out
to
the
leave.
Room. Yeah.
To think of a strategy of how do I just go somewhere else?
Yeah, how do I do this without doing this in front
and
of
then,
everyone?
And then we were forced to be involved. We were brought in.
Yeah.
Rather than
First of all, we ran.
No, first of days, could you pass me the bag? Remember?
I passed you the bag.
No. They asked me to pass them a bag.
Mm.
And then they chanted in that clear bag, a see-through bag.
What you put in a blender.
Yeah. They were. Could you pass me one of those? But I was like, oh, why am I involved? I don't want to be involved.
I was super close to them, and I got up and I moved towards you.
Yeah, and you and I were real good Samaritans, useful guys. When someone's in need, we just had our backs against the wall, and just didn't say any words.
Yeah,
and just avoided eye contact with each other and the person throwing up.
Yeah, it was bad.
And then you left the room and you was out of sight.
Yep.
So then we were just looking at each other.
Yeah, we was backstage.
Oh.
For those of you that don't know how a stage works, like, there's multiple layers to some stages.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually walk on the stage without being seen. And whilst this person was vomiting, Darren went to the other side of the stage.
No, I can see it's right. I said, and well, I can link this into parenting pretty well. The thing is, like, sick, poo, any of those bodily fluids, blood I'm alright with. I could deal with someone else bleeding. Like, that's actually no issue to me.
Yeah, I'd have to make a quick decision on what I think their blood contains.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, how they're bleeding. Like, you're doing that quick assessment.
Yeah, like, granted, do I want this blood on me?
it's fucked up. But yeah, that is very true.
Yeah.
Like if...
like if you're bleeding, it's no cool. problem.
Yeah, same, same. Likewise. No problem. But if like a... if a... if a... what's the word?
Let's just say it how it is. If a homeless person...
BOM!
I was in a bum!
It's true. I was thinking on a train, on the London Overgrounds... I'm looking for for somebody to say for the usual spiel, and everyone pretends they can't hear. Some people new to London, they're like, "Oh, sorry, I want to change up." And I'm not even trying to like shit talk on homeless people, but yes, that if that guy was bleeding,
then you're just bleeding.
I was like, "Jeez." Like people, I know that I would be one of many looking at him like, "Bro, could you stop that?" Could you stop bleeding? Like,
giving instructions from the carriage. Pressure.
Yeah, we're on the train here. Yeah. Like, bleed off the train, not on the train.
Are you not embarrassed?
But no, it's so like with blood I can take though. Generally.
There's not much more things you can lose, my friend.
But sick is just below shit for me.
Into below.
Yeah.
Like some, so you would deal with you'd be more inclined to deal with shit. Before
No, shit's the worst.
Oh,
shit is the worst.
I'd go the other way around.
Actually, no, you might do what people because you can't shit outside of your clothes.
Because
that's mad. Like if you were in a green room, you need it. It's like, oh my god, oh my stomach. If someone pulled their trousers down and said, "Pass me that box,"
I'd die. Yeah,
that is mad. I'd beat them up. I think I'd have to beat them up.
If they were shitting in the green room?
No, I mean, I'd leave. But that's what I saw them. If they tried to apologise, I'd punch them in the face. Like, after they cleaned themselves up, like, I'm sorry, just what happened earlier was, no.
Yeah, it's wild. I don't want no excuses.
We're never gigging with each other again. I'm literally telling everyone we gig with that this is what happened.
Yeah,
So you never get booked again. Your
you're in my material.
Yeah, your career's done. See, the throwing up thing,
Well, still not. We can just edit that. I can edit that bit. I can mute that bit.
I ain't gonna check the timestamps.
I'll try to remember. When Mike sends the timestamps, try and remember. Just put a message.
Mike. Timestamp.
Mike.
Yeah, they didn't look well. When I came, I was fine. But every time they came off stage, they kind of just like went into their shell.
Yeah,
I was like, okay.
So, but they kept complaining about a headache, so yeah. It didn't even like give you cause for concern. It's like, oh, you got a really bad headache.
Yeah.
We didn't know that you've been mash up the whole week, dumping bodily fluids at home.
I get it. Because when you're doing gig work. Comedian, or like you don't have a salary. It's not that, you know what I mean? It's not a day job, you got a salary, it's just like, do what?
You get I'm
taking a sick day.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel.
Work from home.
Do you know what I mean? But being a stand up, like, if I don't go, and so even when you got like legit excuses not go, I feel shit sometimes. I hate cancer. I can't make it because of X, genuine reasons. Like, and sometimes they're so like gracious, like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
I hope so and so gets better. I hope this works out. And it's like, even though they might send that text, like, fucking prick. They made me feel bad. I still feel bad.
Yeah.
So there's part of you go, I'm just going to try and make it.
I hear that. But I think if you know you've been leaking for a couple of days now, you can't risk that, man. You can't risk that. But saying that again, I think that was quite a local gig for them.
Yeah,
I think that was their hometown. Actually,
it was. So,
but it was the worst bit was actually when we actually manned up and went back inside, and they hadn't disposed of the bag.
What?
And they would.
Before we get that, the key word that you, this key phrase that you shouted when it was happening, was the other comic who was on the bill. We told them what had happened before, and this comic was telling us off. by this guy, like, you lot out of order, you didn't help, like, how can you see them? And like, they were being, like, really nice to the comedian that was ill.
Yeah, they didn't seem to have much care of their own health.
No, they were showing us up.
Yeah.
And then, as Kazeem said, the bag kind of being disposed of, and then the bags was beginning to be moved, and all of it just seemed to shout it. It's dripping! It's dripping!
But it was one of them ones where it was like, you're shouting like, yo, the bag's dripping, but like, they're going, so if the bag's upright like this and it's dripping, they're going, huh?
You know, like a drunk person spilling a drink, or a toddler, just like, you just tip the cup up, please. That's And I left. That's why I fully just ran across.
Me alerting them to the bag, it would have been better if I had said nothing.
Yeah. Because they kept on swooshing. Oh.
Yeah, and then trying to like clean it up with like paper.
It was all mad.
It was a mess.
So tied it back at the parent. What are you like with your kids when they're leaking?
Oh, in that respect, my kids, and even their mum, I don't care.
No, I don't care, but... You don't. So what's this? What happens in my house, right? Like, because my son, he still on occasion will shit in the bath.
Mm.
I think he's weird. He's at the age now where I feel bad for him because his speech is like kicked on massively. But it's like he's learned loads more words, but he's harder to understand because he's reaching for the stars. He's going, I'm doing full sentences now. Bruv, just try just extra words.
Yeah,
and he's going full sentences. And you can see it in his mind that he's getting mad at us that we're not understanding him. And I feel bad that we're singing songs like, oh, McDonald's. And on that farm he had, and he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't know what that is, bro. He's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I was like, I don't know what that is. And he gets like, pig. He just gives me a word that he knows. That's like, that wasn't the animal you wanted.
You know what that reminds me of?
I feel so bad.
You know, have you seen that Ricky Gervais bit when he's like, I'm going to transition into a chimp?
No.
And he's like, I'll still retain the ability to speak, but only in emergencies.
Yeah.
So he's like, so I might be at home with my girlfriend Jane, and I'm like, ah, ah, and she's like, what, Bobo, what is it? And he's like, ah, ah, ah. He's like, what is it? The fucking oven's on. You left the oven on. Imagine your kid just come out with that.
That's it. He's is
like, fuck you. What? Pig? What? Fucking bacon sandwich.
he's just getting pissed off if I was right. So, and last time he shouted in the bath yesterday, and I thought because he was moaning in the bath, but sometimes he moans because like we've taken like Zadie out first and he wants to come out first, whatever. But I can hear him just moaning. He's getting really upset. I was like, oh, what's happened? And I go in and there's like two like poos in the bath, and he's just like, he's kind of like almost like whimpering to himself like with shame. I was like, oh, I feel so bad for him because it is my, he's probably saying, yo,
yeah, I tried to tell you.
I'm about to shit, guys, it's happening, why aren't you helping me?
You've done me dirty.
He's just there in the past like, I'm sat in the bar, don't look at me. but when it comes to me cleaning up their mess, like sometimes he'll throw up in the, like she'll throw up in the bed, whatever. No, I'm like, Darren, help. And I'm helping, but I'm helping, you know, kind of slowly because it's sick or it's shit.
And with that, the damage is already done.
Damage done, but I'm like, I'm not like super keen to be helping.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, Darren, can you like just sort it out? I was like, yeah, okay. I'm just like, it's vomit, isn't it? She's like, yeah, but it's your kid for a bit and they need help. I'm like, I'm helping, but I'm just, I don't want to get it on me. And I'm saying that while Nobi's like drenched in sick because the child's like thrown up on her. I was like, well, there's like no need for both of us to be covered in sick. Like, what are we gaining here? We're both.
We don't both need to smell that throw up.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I get it. It's bad for you, but that needs to be bad for me as well.
Yeah, why don't you want to see me shine? Why do you want bad things for me?
And it's mad.
I can't help that God blessed me.
Because man,
so and I didn't get any sick on me.
I don't think the kids have ever thrown up on me.
If you're mad at me, you're mad at God.
It's mad. I don't think the kids have ever thrown up on me. You know,
my son's like thrown up on me, kind of like. But it's been one of them ones where he's in the bed.
Yeah.
And you just eyes are closed, but you just hear it, and you're like, you just shoot up, and you're into go mode, and it's just kind of like I was saying. Mm. The horse is left.
Yeah.
So I'm never of the thing of like, we need to get him off the bed or whatever.
Mm.
I'm like, it's done. It's done. So like, but I don't sleep in pajamas.
As it's just on skin and hair.
Yeah, mainly skin. So it's just like going to the bathroom, wash my arm or whatever.
Yeah, I see.
And we're good to go. The thing that will remain is that sometimes he's been sick and he's had milk and he's thrown the milk back up.
Yeah.
And it's that milk smell. But I'm a champion and I'll sleep through that.
You're an
animal. I'll sleep through that smell. I don't care. People are like, oh, I can't sleep. It smells so bad. You are soft. You don't want this. You don't want 8 hours. if you do, prove it.
That a guy to get so drunk, pisses the bed, it's like, well, I still need sleep, isn't it?
Yeah, fam. So, there's a dry part somewhere.
I was just shimmy over it.
Yeah, you just got to be strong enough to find it.
But I've had one, when you said in night time, I now remember the feeling of picking him up and just feeling just warmth on my shoulder. Mm. And just being like, yeah.
It's done. Damage is done. I've only been peed on once. Sick, like, it's just been when it's just been spraying, it's just like, it's hit me, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I will actively catch it.
Yeah.
If like, this situation can allow me to do so.
Mm.
But like, if someone else was vomiting, I'd just be like we saw, like, yeah, no one went to catch that.
I ain't
helping you like that.
It's nasty,
bro. Even somebody else's kid, I'd just be like, hey, your kid's vomiting, bro.
Yeah.
If no one's around, then I'm gonna hit the pats on the back. But if this is on your carpet, it's on your carpet. I'm not saving your carpet.
Given the from the other side of the room.
If I save your carpet, you're gonna get me new carpet.
You okay? There's a little mom. I'm gonna go get your mom.
Just leave. Get in your car and leave.
I think your kid's throwing up upstairs. Just, what would you mean? Just upstairs somewhere. It's like I'm just gonna go get a drink.
Can you imagine that different scenarios where you would just go and tell the parents something bad has happened.
Like, kids,
just in the park, and you just walk over to it. It's like, I think your kid's been abducted.
Is that what? I just saw some guy telling me that. What? Now I realize you didn't come with that guy.
Yeah, I thought. And your kid's gone.
I mean, I thought it was weird when he was taking him, but. You knew him
because the kid was screaming,
but now you're here. I realized, he didn't know, he looked pretty scared.
Yeah, but I was nuts because the kid was looking at me in the eyes and saying, help.
When did this happen? Like 15 minutes ago, I had to go have a cigarette and I haven't smoked.
It was a tense situation for all of us.
That jokes aside, child abduction, because we were messing around at my mum's house where I've gone out and Zadie's gone and hid in the house. And I was like, I've gone to mum, mom, where's Zadie?
Mm.
And she's like, oh, she's gone hiding. And she's pointed upstairs. I was like, okay. Oh, maybe I have to go outside and go find her. Then me and Naomi went, can you just imagine just that feeling? Oh, that feeling of that genuine, where's the kid? I don't know. You just see like the front door a bit open.
I thought you had.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, I thought you had.
I couldn't imagine running around in public shouting my kid's name.
Do you know what I think? This is gonna sound so nuts.
God, here it comes. Here it comes.
If you go, you didn't have the kid. No, I thought you had the kid. No, and then you see the doors open. I think. Just sit down.
What? What are you talking about?
I think. So you got the option of running out the door and being like, Steven!
Yeah.
Has anyone seen Steven? or just sit down.
What's the result of sitting down?
Acceptance.
Of what?
Do you know how hard it is to find a lost kid?
Just when the doors are open,
nobody knows. How long has that door been open?
That's weeks. It could be a matter of seconds. It could just be just there. That on the Ring doorbell, when on ITV News, it's like, the child was in the front garden for 10 minutes until a man came picked up.
Okay.
You're now on ITV News with the police and the cameras. Like, we just didn't bother get up and look because, like, we thought, what was the point?
We've seen the documentaries. We know how this ends. Why am I going to waste the taxpayers' money? That's my money too. Okay, maybe go to the front door and walk around the block.
Yeah.
And then come home and sit down.
That's it.
Because I'm not Liam Neeson.
I hear that.
No, I'm joking. If that was something, I'd squash the earth, but...
I spooked myself. It is recording, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. God, it's mad. I've witnessed Naomi thinking that Zadie went missing. And that was on our camera at home, like garden camera, because Naomi messaged me. Going, oh, God, I've had such a horrible day. I thought Zadie went missing. Da, da, da. But she was with the neighbour. So we've got like back shoe. Naomi's putting up washing in the back garden. And our gate was dodgy and it used to... If you didn't like put the latch on, a strong wind could swing the garden gate open. So looking on the camera, what happens? Naomi's hanging out washing. The gate was open, but she hadn't noticed it was open. So and Sadie's just playing in the garden, and then Sadie just kind of wanders out. And then like, it's funny because I asked Naomi, how long do you think it was that she was missing for? And Naomi goes, probably 10 seconds, if that, 15. Okay, she goes, but it felt like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
about 20 minutes. And how she screamed Zadie's name when she came to the garden, and because you see it, it's just like she switched on really quick, but she doesn't go like Zadie. It was like someone from East. It would need and you see her, like, I don't think Naomi's ever properly dressed. Like, she's just speaking to the garden, hanging out close. You see her just sprint out because she sees the garden, the gate open. And we've got a main road right to the side of it. Like, she turns left, it's a main road and no visibility. Like, people drive like 40 miles per hour down this road. And you can't see anyone coming out of the thing. If she turns right, she's walking towards our front garden and our next door neighbour's front garden.
Okay.
So, fortunately, Naomi comes running out, sprinting out, and she sees that it's just Zadie's been my neighbour, Tom. Tom's just like, I just saw her, like, just wandering out. So, I've just held her. Like, so, yeah. She's like, going,
I'm not kidnapping her.
Like, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm
not.
Bringing her back.
She came to me. shout out our neighbours, man. Though he was just because he's got three kids himself and stuff like that. So he was just like, he even though he's like, I'm gonna give you a chance to calm down,
yeah,
before I give you a kid back. It's like,
yeah,
and then she was just like, thank you. He's like, it's fine. He's like, you're right. And she's like, oh, I just left the gate open, but yeah, but what is funny is I know that she was just thinking purely of the child of Zadie. I'm like, oh my God, Zadie's gone missing. I know if the shoe was on the other foot, I'm thinking, fuck, I've got to explain to Naomi where the kid's gone. That's all I'm thinking. I've got to explain myself. That'd be like my main objective, to find the kid. Not even the kid's safety. It's just, I just can't explain this to
And like, when I find a kid, obviously depending on their age, nobody's gonna know this happened.
Because I swear, as a dad, I don't think nobody gives you any grace. It can be seen, you can literally witness on CCTV, it's like four armed men surround the car, rip the car door open, stab me, shoot me, I had to take the kids. And she's like, yeah, but I don't get why you didn't. Why I didn't. What, pardon?
Why I didn't deflect the bullets.
I just don't understand why you didn't. It's like, there was nothing I could have done.
I don't understand why you didn't shoot back. Yeah, I don't have a gun.
I don't have a gun. When just drive up, because they blocked me in. It's like, why did you take that route though? It's just like, this is not my fault. I'm a victim.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, no grace.
Yeah, that is the primary thought. It's like, I can't explain this.
Yeah, I can't.
So, listen, I think as a dad, if you are responsible for your kid going missing, you are also responsible for you going missing.
Yeah,
because you have to go as
just
well.
Just abduct yourself.
Both people need to be incognito.
Yeah.
Dad, I told you when I thought I lost my son in the house. Well, when I did lose my son in the house.
He climb up the stairs.
Yeah, I can tell this story. Now. Yeah. It's all out in Europe.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't even think he was one yet.
Yeah.
So that could have had such a bad ending. It could have had a bad ending on the stairs.
Yep.
It could have had a bad ending when he got to the top because he went in his sister's room. He's got loads of small toys.
Loads of small toys. Not child-proof at all.
No. That could have gone straight down his... His windpipe.
Rough. It's bad.
You know, it. The other day we went bowling for my birthday.
Yeah.
This boy tried to put his hand where the bowling balls come out.
Loves it. Love it. Just their radar, their danger-seeking technology they've got in their head.
Oh.
What's the most dangerous thing here? I know. This machinery that doesn't give a fuck about toddler hands.
being a parent is the same as being a guard on Suicide Watch. Like, you're just... Most of your day is like, I just need to stop you from killing yourself.
Yeah.
Because you seem to really want to do it.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I'm just finding new ways.
It's like you came out of the womb and you was like, nice, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's like, they're finding new ways. Like, Zadie likes playing with this toy handbag, but refuses to put it over her shoulder. She just likes it around the neck. Just, I'm just going to put this handbag around the neck. I might actually put the weighted bit behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm now just going to run. It's just like, Zadie, you need to put it over your shoulder. For some reason, that's like assault to her. It's now big tears, throwing someone. It's like, we don't even like sugarcoat it. We don't want you to die. She's like, what? She's like, we don't want you to die. This will wrap around your neck. You won't be able to breathe and you will die. And she's just like, do you want to die?
But I think kids think there's like another go.
It's like, it's that.
I think kids think it's a game and there's like, well, I'll just start from the latest checkpoint that I've got to.
Zadie doesn't understand. Like, she understands, but whenever I tell her, like, don't do that because you could fall over, her response is, I'm not falling over.
Oh, and that happened to me today.
And it's like, no, that's not the point. Like, you could fall over. But I'm not falling over, Dad. It's like...
Yeah, not yet.
It's like, because when you're there going... You're not going to be like, oh yeah, you told me not to do this.
I just look at him now.
Yeah.
I just look at him. Today, Lani was on this... Like a stool like that. Yeah. But it's like a storage thing as well. She's stood on it. No matter how many times we've said, don't stand on this.
Yeah.
And she's by the sofa, and what she's doing, she's leaning on the sofa, and she's letting it slide out of her.
Okay,
and I go...
Just test her own core strength.
Yeah. I said, this ain't P90X. You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
That's brilliant.
Okay. Let me tell you, not serious injury,
yeah,
but I cannot tell you how hard I pray when I hear those words.
Yeah.
I say, hello, big man, it's me again. If you could just let this child bust himself quick.
Just a soft bruising.
Yeah, that's a soft one.
It's a soft bruising.
Not even like a soft winding.
Yeah,
just fall and just catch a... Just catch one of them. Look, gone are the times of newspapers being household items, but the scene would be this. It would just be...
Yeah, oh, okay.
Back to my newspaper.
Yeah.
I told you you're going to bust yourself. And you didn't want to hear.
It's this thing. No, it's true. You can't mollycoddle your kids. When Because yeah, Zadie's just, there's certain times she hurts herself and I'm like, no, you need to feel that one. You need to firm that.
And I
won't ever, I would never withhold the hug.
Oh, but, I delay it.
But see, when she's older, the hug's not even covered. I was just like, well.
I think we're Lani's 9. But
I was, well,
the other day we went to the park and there's like a football cage.
Yeah.
And we brought the football. And she was like, can we do penalties? I said, say no more. So I'm like, I'm taking a penalty first. And I didn't hit the ball hard, but I hit it straight.
Yeah, yeah.
And it hit her in the face, And immediately I was like, this isn't good.
Yeah, he's like, I'll be the rock here.
Yeah.
His hands are like...
You know when you kick it and then you look around for their mum to be like, did anyone see me? Did she see me first?
I can deny how hard I kicked this.
Yeah. A gust of wind. And then like, so I went up to her because it was my fault.
Yeah.
That's an immediate hug.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I'm like, alright, so I lean back and I'm like, come on man, you're fine. Anyway, like, what is this? I go, look, she weren't even laughing, this me. You're laughing, you're smiling. Didn't hurt that badly, you're laughing. You know? And I started laughing and then she started laughing and I said, we ain't gonna tell your mum about this.
I heard a dad telling his 2-year-old that we're going to make up a story about what happened today at swimming, right? So it was bad. I was saying to my mum and Naomi that I hate the fact that before I had kids, I used to argue with people who had kids about anything. And they go, Darren, it's different when you have kids. When you have kids, you understand it's different. I'm like, mate, I've got logic and sense. I don't need kids to know that I'm right in this situation. It's not different. It's fucking different. It's annoying that it's different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So where we take kids swimming in the morning, like the edge of the pool is like it's like a block like that. So if you're a child, the block is like shoulder height. So you essentially can't walk into the pool. You can't fall into the pool. You'd have to consciously climb up onto the block to get into the pool. And so when you're doing stuff in the pool with the kids, like you might stand them on the side, sit them on the side, like diving in, crawling properly. And this, and it's Xavi's class, so kids are all like between 18 months and 2, and he's sat his daughter on the side and for whatever reason she's leant back and she's fallen off the back of the wall just onto floor.
No.
Hard tiled,
yeah, hard and swimming, you know, pool floor.
And that cry is that yeah, just like pain. Just like, yeah. We're just like, and all of us, all of our kids, everyone's in parents. You see, everyone can't just do this to their kids. It's like, just holds their kids close.
You know how many mistakes that parents make, and then you'll see a parent make a mistake in public, and you're like, oh, bad parent.
Yeah, just like, yeah.
Oh, bad parent.
Oh, God, I'm so happy that wasn't me and my kid.
Social services.
And you can see here, he's a mix of like, obviously concerned about his daughter, a bit embarrassed.
I would have started sweating immediately.
Yeah, and he's just there, and like the swimming person's like, oh, like she gets a bit lethargic, but she seems like she's recovering. I think it might just be shock. And so now we're in the change room. Now everyone's getting kids changed up. And I said that parenting thing where usually I'll just witness something like that, be like, oh, that was mad.
Yeah.
But I came in, I was like, is she okay? And stuff. And like, he's just there, yeah. And I said, be honest. He goes, well, go. It was the first thing that came to your mind. What am I going to tell your mum? And he's just like, mate, it's just like, and me and him have never spoken before. He goes, yeah. And then I hear him talk to him. He goes, let's play a game. Does your head hurt now? She's like, a little bit. Like, kind of thing. He goes, all right. He goes, let's think of different ways you could have hurt your head. And she's like, maybe she's like a unicorn, and he's like, yeah, a unicorn hurt your head. Just like, where did the unicorn come from? She's a cloud. He's like, so a unicorn came from the cloud and bumped your head. He's like, yeah. He goes, do we need to tell mommy that story? And she's like, no. He goes, so it's just our story. We know about the unicorn. I was like, this guy is trying to rewrite her memories. I go, this guy is evil genius.
What's crazy is that's the same technique your handsy uncle
Uncle Bad Touch.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the same bars, like.
So we don't need, this is our.
Yeah. No.
This is the game we play.
No, but and because of that, that is literally why we have made that rule. There's like, okay, we can't ever tell the kids to lie to the other parent.
Mm.
It's like, it's no secrets. You have to tell mom. You have to tell mom. Like if mommy asks you something, daddy asks you something, you should tell us and stuff. Yeah, because I was watching it. I was like, it's funny, but it's true. There's the underlying thing of once you open that door, that oh, you could just, so I don't tell mom things. It's like, yeah.
It's a dangerous,
yeah,
it's
that's
a dangerous road.
There's a crazy door to open, yeah, because Zadie was just, yeah, she would dry snitch, which is cool, but the problem with Zadie is she would tell my wife stuff, tell me stuff, but she's also a liar as well.
Yeah.
So she'll just fully make up a story.
I was a heavy liar.
Like, it's mad. Like, no one's taught her to lie. And she's like, she does it in a bantery way. And the lies are just like so, well, we thought the lies were so outrageous that everyone's just like, oh, she's very creative. But then the lies start just getting a bit like realistic, but just a bit left. So I'll go to pick her up from nursery, and the nursery staff are like, oh, so like you guys went to the theatre this weekend. And I'm like, what? So they went to the theatre. So Zadie said you went to the theatre this weekend. I'm like,
nah,
I'm in my head. I'm thinking, wait, did Naomi take? She was like, no, we didn't go to the theatre this weekend. So, Zadie, are you telling fibs? And she's like, yeah. I was like, what? Like, why? Why have you told this lie? Like,
yeah, what's the outcome?
Yeah, what did you try to get from this? Like, what?
At this rate. So no one's gone or is going to the theatre. What is the end game?
Yeah, where was this lie? So the other day, we was in the... So Naomi's getting Zavi ready. I've got Zade ready. And she's on the toilet. She goes, all right, Dad, Daddy, this is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to scare them. I was like, okay, cool. What's the plan? She goes, right, well, she goes, listen, you're not involved. You're not involved. Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. Because I'm going to be... I'm going to be a poo monster. I don't know what that is. But you're not involved because you don't like poo monsters. I'm like, we've never discussed poo monsters before, but that's a good assumption.
Yeah, nail on the head.
Because, right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to scare them and be like, ah, I'm a poo monster. I'm like, all right. She goes, then I'm going to call the police and then tell the police that Mummy and Zavi are the poo monster. I was like,
"What kind of framed him?"
I was like, "What kind of fucked up, like, bad is this?" Like,
you're gonna frame your mum and brother.
It's like you're 3 years old, and you're able to conceptualize framing someone. You've devised a plan, and you realize what it will look like to someone else. Go, I'm gonna call the police and say, "Nah, it was them."
Yeah,
there's gonna be a commotion. Police are gonna come. They're not gonna know what's going on. I'm gonna say they're the pre-monster.
But all I would think in that situation. I wouldn't even go that far to be like, how have you devised this plan? Yeah. All I would hear in my head, on this completely outrageous story that's not real, I would go, but I'm not involved.
Yeah, so. She can't be protected.
So when they come, look. I don't know nothing, I didn't see nothing. She said they're the poor monster, they're the poor monster.
Yeah, they're the poor monster, man. They're the poor monster.
Alani will lie. She does two types of lies, right. But she doesn't have the strength
to
maintain the lie. Yeah. So she'll do. So the first lie,
she's like, "Please believe it first time I say it."
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So context, yeah. Like this is actually something I'm planning to write about. Is that when I was a kid, I was a heavy liar.
Yeah,
and even to this day, like. It could be something really really small.
Lying
and
is
I'll still lie about it.
Yeah.
But I had to trace where my origin story started, how I became this villain.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember one time, maybe I was like 3-4 years old, whatever, nursery or whatever. And I remember I had a bad day. I got told off.
Mm.
But they didn't tell my mum. Like, it wasn't that deep that he's had a... But I remember I got told off for something. And I remember I was in bed with my mum, and then she was like, so how was your day today? And I remember like her being like, always tell the truth.
Yeah.
And so I said, can't lie, mum. Got told off today. Because I did this. I can't remember what I did, but I did this and I got told off. And she cussed me out and sent me to my bed. And I was just had to cry myself to sleep. And I remember saying to myself, I can't remember, but yeah. The feeling must have been in me to go, never do that again.
Right, yeah.
Never do that again. Mm-hmm. Because this out, you told me to tell the truth, yeah. And now I'm crying.
Right.
So from that point onwards, yeah, you could see me do this. You could go like, oh, I'll do that. And you go, you just put that phone there. And I go, no, I didn't. That's how deep my life. I was so deep into lying, I would actually.
Well, start believing you're a liar.
I would believe it. And like, to this day, if I lie, and this is another thing as well, and I realise why I don't like being questioned a lot.
Yeah.
Because my mum, with her like legal background and interest, she would cross-question me like I was on the stand.
Right.
And it wouldn't just be that, it would be multiple sessions of
questions. Yeah, of course, just to make sure the story's consistent.
So now when people ask me a lot of questions, in my head I'm like, what the fuck, what are you trying to find out? Yeah. What do you know? What do you want? What like? So like, but yeah, I would believe. You know when some people are like, you have to believe the lie you're telling.
Yeah, you do.
But you know that it's a, like, if you ain't got no proof on me that I'm telling you a lie, but you know I'm lying. Yeah. I know I'm lying, but you can't prove it.
Yeah.
If you don't believe my lie, I will genuinely get offended.
like DMX.
That you think I'm lying. Yeah,
You didn't respect my authority.
Yeah.
He's like, but you was impersonating the FBI office. He's like, but he didn't know I was impersonating one. So he was disrespecting my authority.
Did you go straight home, Mr. Day? Yeah. I don't believe you. Where did I go then? I don't know.
See what?
What do you mean? What then? What then? I went straight home.
See, my lying has, I've got a superpower of lying, but I've got more of a moral compass where I just only use it in very select moments. Like before, back in the previous life, when you know I was out of the streets. And it's like the lies are so were so continual, like it's not as if I had to tell the truth anymore.
But lying, if you can do it and do it well, stress free life.
That's the thing. It was just like
nobody wants the truth.
It was to the point where I pre-planned lie on the spot, doesn't matter.
Pre-planned lies are good. The lies on the spot are exciting.
Sometimes I'd have to calm myself down. Yeah. Like, that lie was good.
Yeah, but that bro, because
that was unbelievable.
You I didn't know your brain.
Yeah, I didn't know who I pulled that one out. Yeah. That was mad.
The back of my ass, bro. I didn't know my brain could work that fast.
That is mad. And what I used to do, and what I still do now with like the select lies I tell, is I always have some kind of concession in the lie that makes me look shit. Because if you tell a lie and you just look great, everyone's like, okay, like they might think, oh, that's just a normal day. But if you just give a little concession to be like, but hands up, I did this bit, I fucked up here, but no, that's right.
Yeah.
And the person's mad at you for that. It's like, do I let me apologize for that? And they're like, okay, at least you were honest about that thing. So, that bit didn't even happen either.
No.
None of this happened.
When I was a kid, man, I was a stone cold killer.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and this is way before even becoming a parent. Like, my conscience just started to grow and grow. I remember one time, previous relationship, like a few relationships ago, I cheated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you said, your conscience grew. That was the breaking point for me, is I need to stop this lying shit.
Yeah, and I remember I was late, like that day I went to my girl's house.
Yeah.
And I was laying in bed and she was asleep and I was just looking at her and I was like, oh, you're a piece of shit.
That's it. You've got to come to these terms by yourself.
Like, you go to their house and you're like, are you hungry? Do you want dinner? And you're like, oh, no, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You just go, I'm not hungry. You, like, you don't make me nothing.
Yeah, don't be
in
nice.
Your head, you're like, I don't deserve
it. Don't be nice to me.
But then. on the subject of cheating,
yeah,
there was a guy that we both know, who remained nameless.
Oh, okay.
I remember telling him once, I was like, man, I just feel bad afterwards. I just feel bad. Or whatever. And he goes, whenever you go to, whenever you go to cheat and that voice in your head goes, you shouldn't do it, remember the last time she had a go at you for something stupid. And he goes, it makes it way easier. And there's been times, yeah, when I've been like, no, remember, like, you like this, you like drama, so.
Yeah.
Remember the last time, you know, you remember, yeah, I'm a piece of shit to you, because I forgot to wash up one fork.
No, I went back in the day where I was out in the streets like that. My thing to push through the conscience was just create a story of how they've done it as well, and then just go,
Yeah.
We're even now. Damn well you didn't do.
Yeah, yeah. I remember one girl said to me, my mum told me never ever to trust a man 100%. So I'll always trust, like, she was like, I'll trust you 90% and I'll keep 10% for myself.
Yeah.
And I said to her, well, I'll trust you 100%, because why would I not trust you 100%? And then, man, cheated. And then she found out and she was like, why have you done this to me? And it's like, and I said,
that's the 10%.
I said, if you don't trust me 100%, why should I be 100% faithful?
Oh, wow.
That was my logic. I said, this 10% is for me. But to go full circle, Alani will tell these lies. So she will tell two types of lies. She will tell what I like to call the embarrassment lie.
Right.
So this one is where she'll go, it's not something as simple as this, but just for the example, she'll go, 2 + 2 = 5. And I go, it's 4. She'll go, I knew that.
Okay, yeah. Right.
And I go, you didn't know, did you?
Yeah.
But, and there's a part of me that wants to go, but you didn't, did you? So but those, you didn't. Don't try and, go, like, you didn't know this.
Well, those ones, like, so where did you leave your t-shirt? They're like, I put it in the drawer. So you didn't, did you? Is that I did?
Yeah.
Is that I did?
Yeah. So why is it there? I knew it was there. Yeah.
Is that because I took it out of my drawer? It's like, he can't reach your drawer. Don't do this.
He can't do that.
Don't do this.
Or she'll tell a different type of lie. That's a real lie, but she doesn't have what it takes to see it through. Yeah. So she'll be like, I've done all my homework.
Right.
Something like that. And I'll go, are you lying? And she'll go, yep.
She's like, but you folded. You folded straight away.
I go, are you lying to me? She goes, yep. Yeah, I am.
You got me.
Yeah, I did not see that follow-up question.
So you're good. You're good.
I did not see that follow-up question coming. And because I say to her, I said, listen, when I was a kid, I got in so much trouble. I did everything.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
You mean?
And her mum was a good kid.
Yeah, see, know me, good kid. Me, I was mischievous, conniving.
Yeah.
Like, so the good sly kid.
Don't know what they're looking at.
Yeah.
But I go, I know what I'm looking at. Yeah. I know. I go, I went, one time.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody thinks she could just, like, moral these kids out. So, you must tell the truth, because da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like,
no, they're gonna try.
They're gonna try. You need to work out what these lies look like.
and so far, these kids ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah,
like what they're trying to pull off is like they're trying to steal a pound out of their nan's purse.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to rob the Bank of England.
See, my thing is this though.
I was putting together plans in my head.
Zadie has started young, which means I feel like she's going to be a problem.
But you'll be able to see it.
Yeah, but I mean, but she's getting that training in early. She's on that Lamine Yamal trajectory where she's like, if I could just work out these lies at this age, like what she hasn't worked out is what how easy it is for me and her mum to obtain evidence to build a case against her. So if I can tell the story how I think it's gone exactly, and that's how it's gone, she'll cave then.
Mm.
But she doesn't know when I can or can't see it. So sometimes I've winged it, be like, so her and Xavi are both crying. I'm like, what's happened? Oh, Xavi hit me. And I go, yeah, but you hit him first though. And then she's like,
yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know. I didn't even know.
Did it again.
Yeah. Crack that case, just. But there are times where it's just like, but she's constructing these reasonable lies of stuff where it's just like, I am not even going to question it now because I don't have enough inkling or suspicion to go, this is what I think's happened.
Mm.
And she's good at building those lines, but sometimes she doesn't realise I've watched what's happened.
Mm.
I've seen it happen and she's slick with it. Like, she doesn't say if he's like, not even here, he's bumped into her. So she'll like place herself here so that he bumps into her so now she can retaliate.
Mm.
Like, and it's never reasonable force. Never reasonable force. And then I'll tell her no. And she's slick. Like, she'll say, like, this is her. She'll move her body this way, but it's like, she doesn't think I've seen, like, outside saying, she's like, like I caught, like, it wasn't slick. You did.
Do you remember how fast you think you could move as a kid? No one saw that.
Like, she's there to sleep and she can't help but grunt. So she's like, I was like, leave him alone. And he just thinks everything's a game. But she's like, oh, but he did it. It's like, no, he didn't. And sometimes she knows, right, if there's big commotion in the living room, and me and her mum are in the kitchen or something, she knows I need to get to the kitchen.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
I need to tell the story.
I need to tell the story first.
So, like, what's happened? Zavi's come running behind. It's like, and he doesn't have the words. So she's like, so Xavi fell off the sofa. I was like, how did he fall off the sofa? He was jumping. And I was like, yeah, because Xavi can't really jump yet.
Yeah.
Like, he can't jump. He can bounce on his knees, but he can't jump. And she's like, he's jumping. And then he's kind of like, red eyed. That's like, I always say, one day he's going to have to say what happened. You know?
Yeah, that's what we said. There's two things we said to Alani. And in those moments as well, it's always funny because it's like, Xavi fell off the sofa.
Yeah.
Okay, even if that is the case.
Yeah.
Did you pick him up?
You said run in here. Can tell us what happened.
Oh no, he's still rolling up the floor. Alani's the same. Like, yeah, he's fucked up in there.
And that's where he fucks herself up, because when he has generally hurt himself accidentally, she's actually a fantastic older sister. Yeah. And she'll try to hug, or then she'll come in and be like, Xavi's hurt himself. Like, that's her reaction.
These times I'm trying to get away from the crime scene.
Yeah, but she just runs through. So here's what happened.
Yeah.
Listen, I've come to police station myself, so I can't. Yeah,
can't be me. Who does that?
Yeah, that's mad. If I was a girl, I'd just run away.
Yeah,
for sure. I'm telling you guys what happened.
Yeah. So, I would have ran to Tom's house again.
So that's her. She's like, she hasn't worked out her good behaviour shows how inconsistent. Like,
yeah.
Her lies, the stories are the lies. So
Alani would do things like, the day he came home, she was a bit like apprehensive.
Yeah.
And then after that, she was like obsessed with this.
Yeah.
But there was like a fine line between, does she think he's a toy?
Yeah, of course.
Kind of thing.
And her toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she would do things and I'd have to say to you, like, he's a person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't do that to him. At one time, I remember, he was just laying on the sofa. And I'm like, on my phone. And in the corner of my eye, I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like,
yeah,
poking into his mouth.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, yo, no.
You're a dirty child, hands.
Yeah. It's like, you can't. But like, she would be like here in his face all the time.
Yeah.
And like, as a small baby, he would just, arms were flying and everything. Yeah. But then, obviously, as he starts to get more like motor skills,
yeah,
he was just reaching out and baby,
claws
are, but their fingernails
are sharp. Oh, yeah.
And he would slice her up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a bit better at it, but to this day, she had this big ass scar here. Oof. To the point where you're like, we can't send you to school because they're going to think we did this.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like where she was getting in his face, winding him up, and he just threw a book at her. And the corner of the book just collapsed the corner of her eye.
Jeez.
And we've always said he's going to get to an age where he's going to try and mash you up because you keep fucking with him.
I've just keep saying that.
You keep pulling him. Like, she'll do this thing, like, if he's walking, she'll just grab him.
Yeah.
And be like, I want a hug. But Kazai is very, he's very much like me.
Yeah.
He'll do everything when he wants to.
Yeah.
He'll come and give you a hug when he feels
Yeah, that's savvy.
You know, he'll speak to you when he feels like it. You know, he'll say words. Like, you can't go, like, he's starting to count.
Okay.
But if he don't want to count, you can't just go up to him and be like, one, and he'll be like, two, you'll just be like, I don't give a fuck about two. Like, I'll say two later. You know, and like, obviously they don't get it, but he'll go 1, 2, 4, and you're like 3, 4, and he's like, fuck you.
I said 4.
Yeah, I said what I said. So I said what I said. But I've always said, I've always described them two as Alani's a puppy.
Yeah.
And Kazai's a cat.
I see, right, yeah.
She's just like, vroom, vroom, vroom. Like, you know when dogs do that weird thing? I was trying to think about if
Zadie's the cat.
Okay.
Zavi's a puppy. He's as bound energy and
I know. There's the other way around for us. But have you ever seen when dogs will run and then they'll stop, but their head will be in like a funny position?
Yeah.
And then like you stopped and they stopped, they're looking at you. And then you take one step and they're like,
they'll carry on.
But their head does that weird shit. Like, you can't. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this dog? Not saying there's something wrong with it, but that's her line. She, as soon as she sees me, she's like, it's go time.
Yeah.
And not every moment is go time for me. Mm. Like, you know?
Yeah, that is funny. Dog and cat, yeah.
And Kazai is like saying words with context now as well. Yeah. And it would be like, I'd be like, or I might go to him like, come on, let's run. And he'll be like, no. I'm not. You know,
no. See, Zavi's just learnt the word no as in what it means, but he's just fired it out with just wanton disregard to the point where he's fucking himself up. So, do you want a banana? No. So, okay. And he's like, no. Yes. It's like, why do you say no? He's just like, I just got a new weapon. I didn't really know what this word meant.
And Zai doesn't know what mum means.
Oh, yeah, you remember you saying that. Yeah.
The amount of times this boy called me mum in the day, and I will just ignore him because that's not who I am. But he's getting it now. But like, it'll be so funny because we'd all be sat on the sofa and I'd be like, who's this? And he'd be like, it's sis. And I'd be like, who's this? And he'll go, da. And point to his mum and be like, who's that? And he'd be like, fucking.
Well, I still don't know, you know?
Yeah, it's mad, you know?
Like, someone told me why she's always here. Like, I don't care. I mean, I like her, but
yeah,
I don't know what she does. I don't know who she is. I mean, I get what she does, but I don't know who she is.
Yeah. Like, she's cool and that, but who are you, fam?
Like, he knows. Like,
all I know is that you know my dad, innit?